Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to TLE News, TLE Radio. I am your host, NH Live Dooney. And today's topic is Baltimore Mayor vowed accountability in the Freddie Gray case last year. But as of last month, all officers have been cleared. Now, with all officers cleared in Freddie Gray's death, the Baltimore mayor is the one that should be left accountable. The state's attorney's office dropped all remaining charges last month against three city police officers awaiting trial in the death of Freddie Gray, closing the book on one of the most closely watched police prosecutions in the nation without a single conviction and a few answers about precisely how the young man died. Now, what is disturbing is the lack of a resolution for the family of Freddie Gray and the lack of police accountability. Police are offered all kinds of excuses for their actions, making them either excusable or justifiable. Sadly enough is how our politicians, our elected officials, are paraded in front of us to assuage our concerns when emotions are high but never follow through. Now, back in April of 2015, I reported on the original TLE website that Baltimore's mayor and police commissioner promised a thorough investigation into the death of a man injured while in police custody, and that the mayor vowed accountability. At the time, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake said she has the same questions as reporters, including, how was Gray hurt? Did authorities follow proper procedures? What are the next steps? Blake said that she would ensure the city holds the right people accountable in regards to Gray's death. And here we are a year and a half later, and all the media personnel involved with Gray's detention and subsequent death are free and clear. In fact, for their troubles, they are receiving a large sum of cash as back pay. Yeah, that's holding them accountable, Blake. So where is the accountability? A failure to hold police accountable? A failure to make an example of careless cops at the least? Shows a lack of accountability on your part, Blake. So who is going to hold Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake accountable? Now, ironically, the Justice Department released a scathing report, but very unsurprising, but a scathing report nonetheless of the Baltimore Police Force and their intentional preying on black communities. But officials were quick, when I say quick, boy, they were quick to distance their report from what happened to Freddie Gray. State Prosecutor Marilyn J. Mosby, 36 years old, and not too bad a looking woman at all, I might say, even went on so far as to say that the report and Gray's death were not even related, even though his death spawned nights of unrest and an ensuing federal investigation. So who do we hold accountable now? Where does the ball fall? Once again, justice remains elusive for yet another black family, despite black and brown faces being paraded on TV to pacify the Negro community. The charade continues as these faces make passionate pleas and statements for patience, nonviolence, and faith in a system that has a long, consistent track record of failing the ones who depend on it the most. Accountability. Further still, after the DOJ released their report of Baltimore Police Department, six Baltimore officers were fired. However, they wanted to emphasize that it wasn't because of the report, but rather the officers' actions that just so happened to coincide with a pattern of behavior pointed out in said report. Accountability. When police fail, when state attorneys fail, when local government officials fail, where can you turn? To the federal government, they say. Now, appealing to the federal government, that requesting of a federal investigation and more from the federal Justice Department is all part of the same dog and pony show. Earlier this week, I reported that the DOJ has, on record, had law enforcement trained by psychologist professor Dr. William J. Lewinsky, whose motto is to shoot first and he'll answer the questions later. Dr. Lewinsky has testified at hundreds of court cases, attesting to the training that he gives police at his courses. He trains police to shoot first to neutralize the threat. Now, according to Lewinsky, we're out here telling these officers to look for cover first and then read a threat, spoken by Lewinsky at a Los Angeles County Deputy Sheriff's class. Now, the so-called Justice Department on one occasion paid Lewinsky $55,000 while also endorsing Seattle Police Department to send their own police officers to be trained by him. In January, Dr. Lewinsky was paid $15,000 to train federal marshals. Accountability. So who is holding the Justice Department accountable? When all else fails, black man, what is your final recourse? Where can you express your grievances and seek some kind of resolution? Where can you go? To the United Nations? To the United Nations where the United States happens to sit on the chair of the Security Council? I think not. You will never get an indictment. You will never get a charge. You will never get a prosecution against the United States. Or you will get her comments and reports made public, but never once will they go out of their way to try and punish United States, law enforcement, whoever they choose to hold accountable for all these grievances. You'll never see that happen. Why? Because you're relying on the master to take part in dealing with the master's very own offenses to you. So black man, black woman, black family, accountability. Where do we get the accountability from? We do not get it from Rawlings Blake. Where do we get the accountability from? We do not get it from Marilyn Mosby. Where do we get the accountability from? We do not get it from Barack Obama, Donald Trump, or Hillary Clinton. We do not get the accountability from the United Nations. If we had our own nation, if we were a united people, we could say we could get accountability from our own continent of Africa. Because as you see, most cases where foreign nationals touch soil, touch American soil, and are abused, harassed by police, America is quick to issue an apology to that foreign national's home government. But as day and day and day and day goes by, black men, black women die in these streets at the hands of police. There is no black nation, no black powerhouse that will hold America accountable. So black man, the only accountability that you have is accountability to yourself. The only person you can hold accountable is yourself. You can only hold your own actions accountable. You can only hold your own brother and sister accountable. We must hold each other accountable. But we've gone too far and so free for all and so divided. Just holding each other accountable will cost us our life. But how much is your life worth? Would you rather die at the hands of police or die at the hands of a brother and sister? I'm just wondering. This is NH Live Dooney, TLE News.
State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
That's not right. That's not how this world is supposed to be. God says, pay up for one swipe.
No type of stuff.
And they are afraid that the Lord save me. And they are afraid that the streets don't take me. And they are afraid I'm just trying to make it.
from out to say just another nigga, but I ain't backing down. I keep my head up. These cats talk hungry, leave them fed up. Too many mouths to feed, too many lies to see. I heard a preacher talk down on vanity. Got to put the words out like a sanity. Got a black man in the White House, so the rules great. It's a new case, maybe you pray. It's a new day, say the same niggas, but the rules ain't changed. Another white tee with another nigga name. Poor little nigga, homie lost to the game. It'll be okay, hold the knife fast as they pray. Truth and night passing, you play. Rocking the pain and you chase. Killing the nigga a business, so watch when I say.
Le verdict, on le connaît noir sur blanc. Devrais-je dire blanc sur noir? Pas de témoin, ça s'est passé dans le noir. On a entendu des cris, puis une dispute, monsieur l'agent. On pensait que c'était encore une de ces putes. On s'est dit deux tourtereaux qui aujourd'hui se tournent au dos. Moi, je n'ai rien vu ni entendu. D'ailleurs, je n'ai pas de fenêtre qui donne sur la rue. Monsieur l'agent, moi, je suis un peu sourd, un malentendant. J'ai vite pensé à un malentendu. Encore une triste nuit en Floride. Famille consternée, yeux humides. L'histoire ressemble à celle de Zimmerman face à Trayvon Martin. Mais cette fois, c'est George qui a tué Martin. Légitime défense, légitime défense. On ira fouiller jusque dans son enfance pour justifier la sentence. Acquitté, la défense a quitté la cour, attristé. Même si le peuple se rebelle, les histoires pareilles continueront de plus belle. Alors, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin et autres martyrs. Le rêve du pasteur King a encore tourné au cauchemar. Mais on y croit toujours, on ne lâche pas. On ne lâche pas.
That bitch shit up out you, man.
Hey, you bitch made, little homie.
You need to be on that coochie made shit,
hey,
homie.
Fuck hip hop, it's real shit, nigga. I freestyle this shit.
Motherfucker, dressing up in suits, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suits, and we ain't leaving no evidence.
Nah.
Hands up, don't shoot,
don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement.
Nah.
Them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it, yeah. Then Mr. President, who the third?
On the corner like crack, Big Mac, duck, bass, and be a sack. And I sit back, same thing. When you say you game bang, why you in the world trying to save him from the same thing?
Same thing.
Picture in the same frame, bang, bang. Another nigga down, put your cups on, bitch, face down in the ground. Let it rain in the forecast, trick. Gray sky, baby, I never seen this shit. Let my back turn. Put the nigga this black as urn. Through the fire, only black to burn. Now I'ma keep spinning like the world turns. Black power every hour, let the candles burn. Every 28 days is black history. And my mama never said holidays are free. Hands up, don't shoot a nigga trying to breathe. Huey P. Eric on a woo next. Me, just the best of me. Four shots for the rest of me. Snapchat for the recipe. Garvey ain't no X to me. Rough fry bow X and we, the real Stevie B. Now who the cares? Fuck a nigga in pairs, driving in pair for the police, and I won't leave on fire like emoji. Little Bo P, hard dip, pussy gon' see, pussy gon' speak. Ayy!
Dressing up in suits, and we ain't taking no
be president. You know, lacing up them boots.
Okay.
And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the sir?
Let go.
Dressing up in suits.
Let go.
And we ain't leaving no evidence.
No.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement. Yeah. Lacing up them boots.
Them boots.
If you want a nigga, come get it then.
Salute.
Goddamn.
With a middle finger, better fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm living my nigga, I'ma live through.
I don't got a
kid, this is what we do. Tryna live, nigga, fuck a 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Nigga, I gotta get mine.
I'm riding
for the hood, got a family to feed, and I gotta feed C2 at the same time.
To survive.
So what you tryna say, get at me. I'ma live this life through tragedy.
Yeah.
Just to make my nigga through history.
Yeah.
Never remake this black history. And I'ma tell you what you need to know until
yeah.
I sell a zip. Do the zip to quit and ain't tell
a
shit. Fuck you, fucking president. Black suit, warm fit in that crack, no evidence. Come through, nigga, fuck your settlement.
Fuck,
taking over, nigga, everybody resident. If you really don't, nigga, better let him in. Free my niggas right now, then let him in.
Lacing up this suit, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the sir? Dressing up in suit, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot,
don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement.
Good.
Them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Mr. President, who the sir?
My hands up, don't shoot. I'm real down to them roots. I'm strapped up, my hands wrapped up, but I swear I ain't no truth. I'm so ready for war and not going to school. Teachers, they boring, they live by the rules. Most niggas I know, man, they live by the truth. A kid with no job, so they rob you for food. I pray for them dudes, yeah, I pray for my dog. Pray that we up and we never gon' fall. Breaking the barriers, beating the odds. Kevin gave ground cause I don't get tired. Ain't gon' lie, it's not some signs. Every day my people dying. Now another baby crying, cause he watched his daddy die. We so numb to the pain. How could have swore that we broke in the chain? Get the sunshine, but they only see rain. With so much loss, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Lacing up this suit, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the sir? Dressing up this suit. And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President.